Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, is that the Hotel Chelsea in New York? Obs it is from the message I just heard. So hi, just leaving a voice message for the management. I'm calling on behalf of Elke Galkison. I'm her PA. So we've got a booking coming up. Where is it? There it is, for tomorrow, for two rooms for a Jemai King, J-A-M-I-E King, and a Prisha Arapugnasam. So I just want to request an upgrade, if that's at all possible, for Jemai's room. Yeah, she's one of our really important people. So can we get the deluxe king suite with the Empire State Building view, if that's okay? Just for Jemai, not for Prisha. So yeah. Thank you. Elke will really appreciate that. I'll tell her. Obs. So yeah, she said that it's definitely a thing that you have to do. So yeah, Jemai in the deluxe king suite. So thank you. No hoo again. Bye. This week on Jemazing, Elke tells me to grow a pair, getting hit by a taxi in Times Square, stroking Prisha's finger in a Chelsea booth, foundation on the dick and balls, and did I really let a chameleon tongue my throat? Your weekly dose of mental health advice and fashion lifestyle from the non-practicing QC, the green card goddess. She puts the goo in Guggenheim. I'm Jemai, J-A-M-I-E. I'm peach, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jemazing. Hello, my little Jemaniacs. Do I sound different? Because I'm coming to you from the East Coast of the US of bloody A. I'm in New York City. We're here, guys. Staying at the Hotel Chelsea. It's amazeballs. Oh my God. I got this incredible room that's like heaps bigger than Prisha's. I'm not sure how that happened, but YOLO. Here we are. I can't believe I'm in New York, guys. I've never been here, and it's like the fashion capital of the world. I'm so getting like so much gram content. We did a little explore today. Me and Prisha went up to the Fifth Avenue and went to Bergdorf's, the department store. Oh my God, I literally died. And Prisha's like, we should go to Brooklyn. And I'm like, maybe. I'm more of an uptown girl, but yeah, it's so good. We went to Times Square and I did this like hectic TikTok dance, like in the middle of the road to Jay-Z's New York, Concrete Jungle, Where Dreams Are Made Of. And I almost got killed by this annoying taxi that was like it, I fully rolled onto the bonnet. But yeah, the video looks so good. So I've uploaded, but yeah. It was worth the shin bruising for the video. But yeah, I love New York. I just cannot wait to get like my green card and like move here permanently and like paint the town red with my husband, whoever that may be. So yeah, we're just settling in, staying in Chelsea. So yeah, we've got the student showcase thing tomorrow night that Elke's like organized us. So she's chosen heaps of students from all over the world that are coming, and we're gonna do like a little show, like a little showcase thing. Me and Prisha are walking, and guess what, Hugo came too. I know, right? Because we're doing the same show that we did for like the Fitim assignment, but just like a mini version. I had to beg Alki to bring him. But like, I really wanted to show off like our men's look and she really liked it. And also selfishly, I kind of wanted to spend time with him, if you get my drift. I.e. Operation Green Card / Future Hubby. But yeah, so he's in his room and we're going to chill tonight. Prisha's really mad that he came because like it's all just designers and he's like this random tag along and she thinks it's like distracting from like what we're here to achieve. But yeah, whatevs. Also, I brought little Nahugan along too for his little Davi release moment. Like, we're not doing the full show. It's just like a lineup of girls' looks that that we've all designed, and we just walk out together in one line. And then there's the men's line, and but I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to like slip the bird moment in somehow. It was scary flying with him in my hand luggage again. I just popped him in his little tube again and slid him in my toiletries bag. And yeah, so the bird skeletons don't show up in the x-rays when you get here and it's domestic. So it's like, no biggie. Anyway, he made it and he's loving it. Yeah, he's just flying around my room at the moment. Hey, Nahoogs, are you loving the Empire State views? Your fans are listening. Yeah, so Hugo's here, which is so good. I've been sewing his pants up in the crotch where that hole ripped during our show in Fitim. Remember, his cock and balls fell out. But I want to kind of preset it like a really loose kind of stitch so it kind of rips again if he does the crouch. I'm not going to tell him, but yeah. So he's just working out with the lineup of the men's looks, but I said to try and like work the crouch in if you can. And yeah, so I've preset that little rip hole for his junk. I was saying to Prisha, I wanted to like foundation on his dick and balls, like just to like even out the skin tone if it does happen. And yeah, maybe go a shade darker just so, you know, give it a kind of healthy brownish glow. But yeah, Prisha was saying it's kind of a bit of like racial appropriation if we like go too dark. But yeah, so we don't want to upset Elke Galkison by causing a scene. So yeah, I'll just let Hugo go natural with the cock and balls. He doesn't even know that the rip's there, but if it happens, it happens. Fingers crossed. So what else? Oh, Gampy health update. So it's so cute. So he's still in hospital. So he couldn't come to New York. I begged him to come, but I would love it if he came, but like, I get it. It's a long way from Cape Town and yeah, he's not well. He's still a little sticky boy, but he knows this New York thing's like a big deal. So he sent me this really cute email. It was like this handwritten letter that Gwen took a photo of. Oh my God, they're so cute together, those two. I'll just read the letter from Gampy to you guys. Blah, 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 blah. Still in hospital. Blah, blah, haven't been well. It's been quite a bother. My darling Jamie, I'm yet again so proud of you for making it to New York City with your clothing designs. But you must forget about men. I told him about Hugo and the whole green card, like, plot. Men can come later. Your grandmother was obsessed with my dick too, and she threw away her career, and she lived to regret it. Look after yourself, my darling, and have a wonderful time in New York. Love, Gampy. Oh my God, I always want to cry when I like read letters from Gampy. Anyway, Jemaine X, better go get ready. So this meet and greet gathering thing in the lobby bar tonight for all the students to like get to know each other and like network. But I'm like, fuck that. So I'm going to go out with Hugo for dinner. I got a table at Rangoon. Prisha's going to go to the drinks thing and just, she's really pissed off that I'm not going, but like, YOLO. Elke's not even going to be there, so I'm not hanging out with a bunch of students when I can like be whining and dining with my potential future husband. So anyway, better go, you maniacs. Got to be on my A game tonight if I want to secure this green card. So illy, talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi, Hi, Jemay. My name is Michael. I'm looking for some advice on how to stop being a depressed bitch. I don't know, you just seem really, about it. You've just got all these things always, going on. And, I just want to know, what's your secret and how do you stop being a depressed bitch?
Hi, Michael. This is a serious issue. So if you're legit need help, there's links in my show notes, as always, to help my maniacs in need. Look after yourselves, guys. But yeah, Michael, great question. Thank you. And I did do one psychology subject in first year uni, a few weeks of it. So then I stopped going and yeah, I know all about Pavlov's dog and all stuff like that. So yeah, I'm pretty qualified. So Michael, I get it, man. I get it. I get Devo sometimes too. I get the Sunday scaries after a big night of clubbing and I get under my pink blanket for 3 days and until my serotonin levels even out. It's really bad. Look, I say to a lot of my depressed friends, some really good advice. I say, stop being depressed. And it really helps them, I find. It's as simple as that. If you're depressed, just don't be. That's the main piece of advice I can give you. If that doesn't work for you, a method, this is a weird one, but I also prescribed this method, taping the sides of your mouth and then pulling them back to create a smile. That can really work too, because smiling is so important, guys. If you're depressed, I say to a lot of my depressed friends, crack a smile, babe. Would it hurt you to smile? Who died? You know, things like that. And they get really annoyed at me, but smiling can be so helpful for depression. So pop a heavy duty band-aid on the corners of your mouth and then attach a piece of string that goes around the head and back around to the other side, to the other band-aid. Try to match up the skin tone so it's not noticeable. Go over it with a little foundation so you don't see the band-aids. But yeah, it creates a sort of a manic smile, a Joker style look. So when my depressed friends are hanging out with me, it at least makes me think that they're having a good time because, yeah, it can be really offensive to me because it makes me feel like I'm not fun if they're not smiling. But, yeah, if they're all down in the dumps around me. So the tape mouth can really help a lot, I find. Also, another tip for depression, spending time with animals can really kind of brighten your day and increase the serotonin. I was feeling a bit depressio a few weeks ago and I borrowed my friend's chameleon, those lizards that change colours, and just hung out with it, carried it around with me for the day, just chatted to it. And animal therapy, it really works, guys. I just walked around with it outside of my shoulder. I wore different coloured outfits throughout the day, just mixing it up. So the chameleon would change the color to match my outfits. I did a TikTok on it. You guys might have seen it. But it was really cute. I tried to throw it off as well with a houndstooth print, but it managed to replicate that too. They're amazing lizards. I just love that chameleon. It really put a smile on my dial. I went clubbing with it and everyone was so into it. It got a lot of attention on the D floor. I also let it do the tongue thing. You know how they snap their tongues out? I just opened my mouth and it was, the really long tongue just went in, tickling my throat, went in quite far, which is fine with me because I've got my gag reflex is non-existent. What else can help with depression? Snorkeling. I'm an ocean girl. I'm a water baby. I do free diving as well. That's good. I'm actually a competitive free diver myself. Just go down really deep with the big long flippers down under I can do 10 minutes of breath holding. And I find that really helps with my depression, just taking those big breaths in before I dive. Just being amongst the sea life can just take my mind off my worries. I high-fived a turtle the other day. Those deep sea turtles. It just really puts a smile on my dial, guys. And as I ascended back to the surface to take a breath, slowly, I didn't want to get the bends, so I had to go quite slow. What else helps with depression? I haven't done this one since I was like 12, but a leaf blower between the legs when you're in the nude, I find helps a lot. I used to steal Dad's leaf blower from the shed and just kind of like straddle it after a shower and just like let it blow upwards into my hoo-hoo. It was really kind of invigorating, and yeah, I could feel the like serotonin increase in my brain. Highly recommend that, Michael, if you can get hold of Dad's leaf blower. Just point it onto the gooch region of yourself and go for it on a high setting. But yeah, good luck with it, mate. Hope that's helped you stop being depressed. And yeah, get over yourself. Bye, Michael. Crack a smile, mate. Bye.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Germaniacs. It's day two, New York City. So I woke up in my deluxe king suite with Empire State Building views. Loving that for me. Prisha said her room faces like a brick wall and these fire stairs, but yeah, she's loving the vibe. Each to their own. So yeah, we're about to like go to a rehearsal for the student showcase thing. It's on tonight. So yeah, I thought I'd check in with you guys with a little update on what's been happening. So yeah, apart from being like a massive tourist today and exploring everywhere with Prisha again, yeah, we walked on the High Line and went to the Guggenheim and MoMA and went to the Vagina Art Exhibition, and yeah, lesbians kept staring at me and I'm like, I'm not batting for that team anymore, ladies. Yeah. Might have been my Tegan and Sarah t-shirt and my Docs, but I don't know. Anyway, so I went out with Hugo last night to dinner. We had our dinner. I was in full, like, flirt mode. But I don't know, Germaniacs. I don't know. He's just doesn't seem to be, like, picking up the vibe that I'm putting out there. It's like I suggested after dinner that we, like, rehearse the kiss scene for the fashion show. But, like, really, I just want an excuse to like pash him. And he's like, I thought you said like we're not doing the kiss because it's not going to be like our normal show. It's just like the lineup of the girls and then the line of the boys comes out. But I'm like, no, we just have to be ready in case like Elky wants like that moment to happen. And anyway, so I'm kissing him out the front of the restaurant after dinner. And I'd had a Greek salad, so like I had serious onion breath, but YOLO. And during the pash, I pressed against him, trying to like feel if he like had a boner, but he was soft as. I feel like I've lost my touch with men, Germaniacs. I was a muff diver for too long. I'm putting out Lezzo vibes. I don't know. It's like FML. So anyway, this morning I was like devo that he didn't seem into me because I wanted Hugo to come like running to my room and comfort me. So I did this fake gram post. What I did was this black and white picture of Gampy with like this sort of soft focus like frame thing around it. And I wrote this comment pretending that he died. I know I'm a bitch, but I wrote, heartbroken, it is with a heavy heart that I announce the passing of my best friend and grandfather. Rah, rah, rah. It went on with the dates and stuff. And I was thinking, like, Hugo would, like, knock on my door and, like, come in and we'd end up, like, pashing. And he'd say that he'd fallen for me, et cetera, et cetera. But Courtney saw it straight away when I posted it. And she's, like, messaged me saying, like, take that down. It's so mean. So anyway, I didn't want them dubbing to Dad. So anyway, after that, I went to the buffet breakfast thing on my own. And guess what? I bumped into Elkie Galkison. She's also staying at the hotel. I can't believe she's like someone I know now. And I'm like, she knows who I am. It's like, oh my God, for me. So she's having this like meeting with someone and she goes, she's like, I walk past with like my plate of like hash browns. And she goes, let's meet in the lobby at 11. I want to talk with you and Prisha before tonight. So I go down at 11 to meet Elkie. I didn't tell Prisha because I didn't want to like stealing my thunder. And I'm like, she must have lost track of time. She's always really late to everything. I guess it'll just have to be us then. And anyway, we had the best chat. So she was giving me the best advice. I was saying like how like Prisha is like dead weight and just like totally riding on my coattails. And she's actually like a talentless hack, which isn't even true. Like I actually couldn't design without Prisha TBH, but anyway, so Elkie's like the industry is cutthroat and you have to like scramble your way to the top. And she said that like Alexander McQueen like accused her of stealing his designs back in the day and copying him, which she actually did, she confessed. And apparently when he said it, she slapped him across the face and said, get over it, faggot. It was in the 90s and you could say that. But anyway, so Elkie's like really harsh with me too in our little meeting this morning. And she goes, drop the rich little princess act and grow a pair. I like couldn't believe she said it, but I was like kind of also like shocked, but like loving her referencing my tits. And she said that I really show promise as a designer and that I should really think about ditching Prisha based on what I said. And she goes, if she's dead weight, like cut the bitch loose. And I'm like, totally. Like she just like, she doesn't realize I'd be like lost without her obs. Anyway, Elkie's like explaining to me like the life that I could have if I moved to like New York or London or Paris and like started my own label. Like, can you believe it? And like I'd need, she's saying like I'd need solid backing. Like I'd need like $1 million at least to start up something decent. And I'm like, slight hurdle, babe. I've like got hardly any money to my name. Not sure I'd get a cool meal anytime soon. Oh my God. Also, Elkie read my palms. She's fully into like all the hocus pocus stuff, as am I. And she's like, so I gave her my palms. She's reading my palms and she's like, it says you're going to move to Europe. Have 3 children. One of the children is a challenge. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, is it like the child going to be like blind and have no limbs or like just going to be like a massive bitch? Like how I was like a challenge to my parents. And she's like, the palm can't specify what challenging means. So that's like, who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, it was so amazing having like a one-on-one with Elkie and like, we get along so well. Like, I love her bitch vibes too. It's like so relatable. And now my mind is like buzzing with like future thoughts, like especially like the palm stuff. I'm like Europe, like kids. And like, imagine if I ended up like as rich as Elkie Galkison. Oh my God. That would be so good. I was thinking like if I got like a chateau like her one day, like how she's got that one in France with the moat, I would fully like, I'd ship Rosé over and fully make him like head butler. Like, you know, the guy from Downton Abbey, he'd be like that, like have him waiting at the door and like black tie and like he'd lower the bridge over the moat when I got home and it'd be so cute. And I was thinking I could employ Prisha too, like as a receptionist or something, like at head office. Good optics for the diversity quota. But anyway, that's like way in my future. I'm just like thinking way ahead because Elkie just got my mind racing. But yeah, so in the meantime, short-term plan, Germaniacs, is So I really want to marry Hugo and get a green card. So I'm fully like, I'm getting desperate now. It's like, not only for the green card, Germaniacs, but like, I'm not that shallow. I'm really starting to get into him. Like, he's after the dinner, I'm just like, he's so cute and his face is so good. He's like my little hot hobo barista. And I want to like make him my handsome prince. Anyway, guys, I'll check in after the show. I'm fucking loving New York. So much is happening. My mind is like buzzing. I'll tell you how it goes down after the show. Illy. Germaniacs, hi. I shouldn't be recording because I'm so fucking drunk, but I have to capture the vibes and show myself what's and all. So we went out. It's like 4 a.m. now and I'm in my room by myself. Don't worry. I'm being a good girl. The showcase went so well. Oh my God. I can't wait to tell you guys about it. But I'm freaking out now because I just sent a fucking drunk text to Hugo. I'm such a loser. Why did I send it, Jermaine, you idiot? Where is it? I wrote, do you want a date back in LA? Love big lips. Oh my God. So embarrassed. He calls me that because of my lip filler. It's so lame, but I'm sucking up hard, so I'm trying to like pretend I'm into his sense of humor and stuff. So as soon as we're dating, I'll slap him if he calls me that again. But anyway, so I sent that message like 10 minutes ago and he hasn't replied. But maybe he fell asleep straight away when we got back, or maybe he hates me. We came out of the lift because we're on the same level and I fully acted like way more drunk than I am. And when he opened his hotel room door, I tried to like squirm in. I was like pushing the door open and like had like shoved my shoulder like really hard into the door. And he's all like, no. Like, I don't know, maybe he's gay. I don't know. I would have been like a starfish on his bed all night, just so up for it. You could have fucked my brains out. What a loser. Anyway, I hope he replies because I won't be able to sleep. Come on. Also, I'm saying, do you want a date? But he doesn't know that I just want to like fast track the whole relish and get married ASAP. So I get my green card. I was thinking I could fake a pregnancy. So like he rushes into like a shotgun wedding. I gotta iron out all the details, but yeah, hopefully he replies soon. So, oh my God, the student showcase, Germaniacs, it was incredible. Oh my God. So me and Prisha, walked in the girls lineup. It was like 15 other students. So, and it was really obvious that our looks were like the best obs. I kind of stayed in my like mental girl character, and had my like disheveled hair and kind of did my zombie walk, which was sort of different to the other girls. But, also I shoved little Nahugan in my cleavage and I did the chest pump Dove release thing, you know, but it didn't really get kind of noticed. Like, I don't know, cause the music changed and we were like supposed to walk off at that point. So no one really saw. I was looking around to see if like anyone saw it, but there was also the lighting went really blue at that point, so you couldn't really see Lil Nahugan against the blue lighting. I don't know. A girl at the after party said, did I flick a giant moth at, out of my boobs at one point, but that would have been Lil Nahugan. So yeah, didn't really work out, but YOLO. So yeah, we went out after to Jungle Bird and it was so much fun. It was this like just party vibes, and I saw Elkie across the room and she winked at me. It's like our thing that we do. And then she like sauntered over, like past, and she like cheersed my drink. And Prisha was like starstruck, like, oh my God. She ignored Prisha because after our little chat, she's kind of off Prisha, I guess. So that's worked out. But I can't stop thinking about having my own label now and like moving to like London or Paris or like I know I'm being kind of like mentored by Elky. I'm so fucking desperate for the green card now. And I'll need the $1 million, like, investment. But yeah, I'll deal with that issue later, that little hiccup. But yeah, it's all kind of falling into place, Shemaniacs. Gampy would be so proud of me right now. I'm killing it. So yeah, then me and Hugo and Prisha, we kicked on, after that little after party thing, just celebrating, drinking more. We went to the Tippler. It's really hard to get into. And we had this cute little booth, and I wanted to get bags, but that was like, the others weren't keen. And I was really kind of awkward because Prisha was like, this weird moment happened where, like, she was, like, deep in the booth, and then it was, like, me and then Hugo. But I was getting kind of really handsy with Hugo and, like, sort of doing little kisses on his neck and stuff. And then I was, like, he was, like, kissing my lips too because he loves my big lips. And then Prisha was sitting there, but, like, fuck my life, this thing happened. At one stage, I accidentally grabbed Prisha's finger thinking it was Hugo's dick, and I started, like, stroking it. And she was like, oh, and like ripped it away from me. But like, I don't know, she was like my wing woman for the night. And she had to witness me and Hugo like making out for like 4 songs. Yeah, she's a trooper, that one. But oh my God, it's got a text. Is it from Hugo? Please, please, please. Oh my God, it is. Oh my God. I'll read it. Do you want a date back in LA? Love big lips. Yeah, I'm down. Oh my God, Shemaniacs. Yes, it's official. I'm fucking gonna date Hugo the Hobo. Yes. Oh my God, I'm gonna marry a hot American man and live the American dream, Shemaniacs. Oh my God, I'm the fucking genius from pulling this fucking thing together. My life is about to begin, Shemaniacs. I better go to sleep for the next like 3 hours at least because we got a flight back. Illy Nohugan, stay quiche, guys. I seriously love you so fucking much. Thank you for joining me on my little journey. Hope all your dreams are coming true too. See you next week, Illy. Bye-bye. Or if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Shemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!